because I saved it out to show my children. It's exactly like my Scotch cousins.
Right.
Vote the card if you like. But that writing is exactly like the Scotch cousin.
Finger job.
It's entirely different. Well, scribble by ours.
Why isn't that a nice note?
And you know what it was I sent her? I don't know if you know about these things or not, but they're free and our money pays for them. You can send a postcard and get as many sent as you have room to put names on your postcard for 3 cents. So I knew Jean would just love it because she's so interested in everything that happens.
I'd like to get one for me. To whom do you send?
To the Oklahoma Planning and Resources Board.
Mm-hmm.
State Capitol.
Oh, yes, I'm going to write to them.
Well, you can have it. She called me then after I got her note and asked me if her, let's lay it over there, lay on the floor anywhere we've all looked at. But aren't those photographs? Do you see that open over today?
Mm-hmm.
We take that and I have some here, and nothing quite like it. So she called me and asked me if she should put her mother's and sister's addresses on the card, because I suppose they would send them to them. And I said, well, all you can do is try. It won't cost you anything. Just 3 cents for your postcard, just write to them, see. Mm-hmm. And she got a notice right back that they were being sent.
Mm-hmm.
And it cost 7.5 cents to bring that here, just from Oklahoma City down here. And I sent a 3 cent card, and I sent Doris one and Jean one, and I got one myself for my 3 cents.
That's excellent advertising. I bet that book cost them 30 cents.
Oh, yes, it cost quite a bit to get all those. A lot of them are taken out of the Oklahoma Today of the photographs that have been in it. But I think that color photograph that they do is out of this world for that.
That's beautiful work. Oh, that's expensive work, too.
Yes, I am.
I wish I could take pictures like that, get them processed like that.
Anybody would, because they're wonderful. They're truer to life and better than a painting.
Mm-hmm.
And they're every bit as colorful and good and done on as good paper. You can just do all kinds of things with those.
Mm-hmm.
One of our club lessons this winter was Know Your Oklahoma. And I had the lesson, and I took all my collection of Oklahoma Today. Well, I had those women just pretty nearly standing on their heads.
Is this our state? It looks better than it does, actually.
Well, where did you find out that? There was the Wildflowers of Oklahoma. I said, my trouble is knowing where to begin on this. I have such a wealth of information that I can't possibly get it all done in one afternoon. So you just ask questions about things that you want to know, and I'll pick them out of the, and we'll talk about them and pass the books around.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of them were so interested in the flowers. And then I said, well, there's the music of Oklahoma. Who wants to know about that? And here's always songs, you know, from Oklahoma and all of our folk songs and everything else. And did you know that a lot of our religious songs were two old slaves that came